The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, hi, Chidi.
Hi.
We're going to get to Chidi's tweets in just a second. Our first talkback of the day here, though.
Good morning. I wanted to try and leave the first talkback. It's like 1 a.m. I wanted to tell you how much of a difference you've made in my life. I appreciate the JV Show. You guys kept me going when I used to have to be at work at 3 a.m. Graham, I knew the struggle. I used to commute Santa Rosa to Oakland, have to be there at 3 a.m. Wouldn't get home till about 5 p.m. Turn around, do it again. Okay. Wishing you guys the best. Have a great week. Love you, JV. Miss you. Happy anniversary, I guess.
Aww.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of been weighing on me a little bit. Selena, I know you probably as well.
Yeah.
Lost our buddy JV.
It's coming up here in a few days.
Yeah, basically so, 3 years ago.
So, yeah, it is that feeling. You know what I mean? This time of year rolls around, I think everybody just starts to feel it. But thank you for that talk back. That just like made my entire day a little breathy, but that's okay.
Wow, the judgment on the talk back.
I'm not judging. Hey, we all get breathy when there's certain activities that we're doing is all I'm saying.
Oh. Maybe he's a little choked up, overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah, that's one of the activities.
Okay.
Getting, you know, being emotional.
Wow.
Chidi, you hang out with us Fridays and you tweet a lot, buddy. No offense. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Not me getting an asthma attack after playing laser tag.
Why are you guys laughing? That was traumatic
I'm
for
sorry.
Me.
I'm sorry. Did you have to use an inhaler?
I did.
Oh, I did.
It was really bad.
Well,
it
wasn't really bad. Where are you? We're going to jump straight to the inhaler and sweep right past the laser tag part of the...
Who's
playing? Chidi, you're a grown woman. You're playing laser tag?
Yes, and it was really fun, and I'll do it again.
Who are you playing with?
We were having a Dutch Bros, like, get-together, family hangout, or co-worker hangout, and then one of the activities we were doing was laser tag, and it was fun.
Wow.
I think we should do it. It's really fun. It's a good team bonding exercise.
Okay, wait. So, and then you had an asthma attack after.
Yeah.
Do you have asthma?
I have asthma, yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't really, like, happen to me often. So when that happened, I was like, wow, what is going
on? Did you panic?
I have constipation.
I did panic because I didn't have my inhaler at the time, like, on me. Because, like, I never get an asthma attack. So I, like, had to drive home and then use my inhaler. And I was, like, calling my aunt. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't. It's so hard to breathe.
I have asthma too, so I'm not laughing at that part. But I can say from experience, there's nothing more embarrassing than having to use an inhaler.
No,
at
really.
Laser tag.
Anywhere. It just looks so dorky.
It does.
Okay. Can I ask a laser tag? Well, asthma and laser tag question here. Did you get the asthma because you were so into the laser tag, like you were running around and like jumping and rolling on the ground and like popping up and pop, 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 and shooting at people with, oh, sorry, pew, 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 like shooting, like shooting at everyone? Or was it because like maybe you weren't moving around that much? You were probably hiding and like your heart was just pounding. You know, you're like, oh my God, they're around. They're here. They're here somewhere.
Yeah,
they're here.
Pew, 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 pew.
Which one was it?
I think it's both. I was actually doing both. I was hiding and then I was like running around. That sounds so embarrassing to say.
Is there anybody that caught this on video?
No.
Like, if there was a video montage of you running around, jumping and rolling around, doing somersaults across the ground, playing laser tag, and then we cut, and the next is you, like,
oh, poor Chidi.
With your inhaler afterwards.
Well, Chidi, I'm glad you're alive.
Me too, thank you.
And that you had fun.
Yeah. We should do it sometimes, guys.
No,
totally.
Wow.
Totally not. We're not going to do that. Sorry. OMG, had this oatmeal cookies. IDK if it was my cravings for the time of the month, but they were so freaking good.
Only Chidi would crave oatmeal.
Right.
What we learned last week, oatmeal was your new thing.
Yeah, my hyperfixation. So I had the oatmeal cookies. They were so good.
Was there raisins in them?
No. It's like the Little Debbie ones, I think. The cream, the one with
They're like frosted on top. Those are actually
so
good.
I do like oatmeal cookies. I'm not going to lie.
They're really good.
So oatmeal is still your hyperfixation?
Yeah, it's still there right now. I'll let you guys know next week.
So, like, every day, you're eating your bowl of oatmeal to is that what you're having for breakfast? Or what's your, take us through your oatmeal routine these days.
So I wake up, I'm like, I'm kind of hungry. I'm like, oh, there's oatmeal. Let me go to the pantry and take
out. Do you act surprised every time you know it's there?
I have other people in the house, so they might, you know, take
okay.
it. So
like, oh,
it
like, might oh be it's there. Still there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still there. Then I'll like get it and I'll put some brown sugar, more brown sugar, because I don't know why it's not that sugary.
So it's the brown sugar flavor, but you're like, let me add some more sugar
to this. A
little
bit, yeah. Just a little dash of it.
Yeah, you're on that health kick.
Yeah. I got to make it taste
good. For 2026,
good.
You know.
And speaking of health kick, you're how many days into the 75-day soft or strong or whatever, hard?
I haven't started
it was
yet.
30, oh it was 30 God. Days.
Remember, I had to start, like, it was going to be on a Monday, then I had to start, like, so I'm starting next month.
Okay, on March 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, because you can't start.
But yeah, March 1st is a Sunday?
Oh. It is a Sunday.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a problem.
March 1st.
All right. Yeah. April?
April.
Is April 1st? Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, April Fool's? You want to start on April Fool's? That's a Wednesday, middle of the week.
Ooh, oh, that doesn't work. Yeah, because it's got to be a Monday.
I feel like we had the same exact conversation last week.
We did, but we're trying to help you out.
I think it's like in August.
I think it was August or September.
And are you going to do the 75-day one or the 30-day one?
30. We're going to start with 30. 31st.
Because we read a tweet from before that said you were starting
with a week or
the
something.
70.
Yeah, we'll start with a week. We'll start with a day.
The 7 days.
And then see
7 days off.
Okay, one day
soft.
Hard.
Yeah. See how that goes.
I feel like I can do
just
it, guys.
Just get a little feeler for it.
Oatmeal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's your buddy Ivan from Newark. And this message is for Chidi. One of the S, Chidi. And my offer still stands with you from last year, so I'm a man of my word, but I'm not trying to put those vibes out there, but if you got a chug, I'll check it for you.
Aww.
How are you doing, guys? Hi, Chidi.
Oh,
who says
that is
chivalry
so
is
sweet.
Dead?
That is so
this
sweet.
Guy's willing to come down here and chug for you.
Wait,
the least you
so
can
romantic.
Do is sleep
that
with
is.
Them.
Oh, wait, what?
No.
Wait,
sorry.
No. I don't think
that's not where
insane.
This is headed?
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, why not?
Because
somebody to chug for you? Like,
but they're not
that's, from Newark.
That's a nice chug.
Graham, you chugged for me last week. What are you saying?
That's a good point. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
Talk out on that one.
Let's take all that back. All the way.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Actor Eric Dane has passed away following his battle with ALS. Fans know him from his role in Grey's Anatomy as McSteamy. He was also in Euphoria. He played Nate's dad. Eric Dane was only 53 years old.
Dude.
So young.
Way too young. All right, Team USA did it, you guys. Yesterday, in thrilling fashion, the U.S. women's hockey team defeated Canada in the gold medal game. They found themselves trailing 1-0 late in the game. They pulled the goalie and scored with just a couple minutes left in regulation. The game then went to OT, and they struck again. They sealed a 2-1 win for the gold. Meanwhile, the men's team has a chance to make it to the gold medal game themselves. They need to beat Slovakia today. Puck drops in that one at 12:10. You guys better be locked in on that game.
Yes. A slightly wet morning. Showers are likely to continue through early afternoon. Highs will be in the 50s. Rain will develop again overnight, so there is a chance of some lingering showers throughout the weekend. It's going to be more dry during the weekend, but the rain is going to be back next week.
I don't believe you.
No, it's true.
I don't know why.
It's going to rain. Wait, rain? What?
Well, little-
today? Oh, shows nothing.
There's little sprinkles throughout the morning. A lot of microclimates.
Okay, a lot of climates.
That's true. That's true.
Mating.
Hey, got Sagittarius
it.
Besties.
Hey.
Your day's an 8 out of 10.
Nobody?
No.
I'm the only one to, hey, come on, back me
wow.
up.
Wow. The morning might start off a little chaotic, but don't worry, you'll be able to handle it. Creativity and romance are leveling up, and something that once felt like a dream could start getting serious.
Can we get that clipped, Graham?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can grab
I
that.
Can't
I can't believe you guys, none of you guys joined
one
in.
The day we yeah. don't do it, you did.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Thank
oh,
you.
My God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey! Thanks a lot.
Oh, that was great. That was Olivia Dean on Wild 94.9. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Friday!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
All right, so Mardi Gras was, you know, this past Tuesday, the official celebrations, obviously, with Shia LaBeouf just wilding out.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Doing way too much.
Going around punching people. But I don't know if you guys have noticed, they've made a change to Mardi Gras. They started doing this last year, and this year they've really tried to adopt this change, and they are getting rid of the plastic beads. They say those things, people don't even really want them. They're just cheap garbage, and then they end up going down storm drains and stuff. And when they cleaned out some storm drains, I think 2 years ago, they pulled out 46 tons of plastic beads that were blocking and clogging storm drains, and it's just plastic garbage. It's single-use plastic garbage. Yep. We don't need that. So Mardi Gras last year was like, we're doing away with that. And so this year, there's a lot of new... Because look, you still want the beads, right?
Biodegradable
beads?
It's
still part of a thing. Yes, they're called Plant Me beads. They are 3D printed from a starch-based, commercially available material, and... they like worked with some local colleges and stuff to develop these products. Some of them actually have okra seeds on the inside of them, so you could actually plant your beads when you're done. But they use a 3D printer to make these beads out of biodegradable material. And some of them even have an okra seed on the inside, and you could plant it and grow your own okra, and they will break down in the soil. I wanted to ask you, ladies, because look, beads are synonymous with Mardi Gras, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't a major environmental concern just because all these beads were just getting thrown out.
I'm glad Mardi Gras is going green.
Yes, it's a lot. It's just a better idea and a better system. And a lot of organizers are saying, like, we shouldn't even be throwing beads. Like, nobody actually really wants. People want something that they, like a souvenir that they can take away, like a hat or a shirt or something. Let's, like, give away better stuff. But, you know, people still want their beads. So I wanted to ask you, ladies, would you show your bazoomers for some 3D printed biodegradable beads?
Jess?
Because that's part of Mardi Gras. Like, hey, you want to get some beads tossed to you?
I'm shy.
How do the guys get their beads?
That's a good question.
What are they showing?
They don't.
They don't get any?
I mean, I'm assuming...
Like, Shia LaBeouf was, like, covered in beads.
Yeah, but he's a celebrity. He was punching people and stealing their beads, I'm sure. Yeah. Right. So, like, that's different.
Okay.
But it's mainly for the ladies.
Why do we have to work for them, though? Like, why can't we just get them?
Don't argue about the long-running Mardi Gras tradition in history. It's just the way it works. You show your bazoomers and a bunch of people will rain down beads upon you from the rooftops and from floats in the parades.
Are they still just as shiny?
They're not quite as shiny as those cheap plastic ones, but nobody wants the cheap plastic ones.
Yeah, everyone's going to be having these ones, so it doesn't matter. Right. These are the official beads of Mardi Gras.
Jess, are you flashing your bazoomers for some 3D-printed biodegradable okra beads?
Sure, why not?
Really?
Sure.
Okay. I was not expecting that.
If it's to a woman, I'm not flashing men.
You can't pick and choose who's looking.
Yes, I can.
You're in the middle of Bourbon Street.
It's
and there's
Mardi
just
Gras.
Thousands of people there.
Yes. It's everywhere. Cheaty, you throwing the bazoomers
honestly,
for some...
If I'm 7 shots in, probably.
All right. Get your 3D printed beads. Selena, the milk wagon's coming out for some 3D okra beads.
Married Selena, no. Oh. Old Selena, yes.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Graham, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would for sure take my bazoomers
out. Would you be cool with your wife bazoomering for
no.
some beads?
Nope.
See, that's
nope.
what I mean.
Nope.
Out of respect for my husband, married Selena will not be partaking.
I remember Jess said a minute ago that she would do it.
Right, and you're engaged.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not married yet. And I wouldn't show them to random people.
You can't. No, they're all random people.
The streets are packed. Everybody's a random person.
I just find some beads, Ruben. Find some beads, and I'll show you. There we go.
You can't go there and not have beads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still want to know what Shia did for his. I don't want to think about that.
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show on a Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi. We have your tickets for the Kid Laroi on standby. But we were just talking about showing the bazoomers for some of Mardi Gras' new biodegradable beads.
Good morning, JV Show. I did it. I went to Mardi Gras at 21. And I showed them for the beads. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which was fun, and never did it again. Have a great Friday, guys. Love you.
So once-in-a-lifetime thing. You guys need to check that off your bucket list.
Do you get beads no matter what they look like?
I've wondered about that before. It's like, what if, you show them, and everyone that was about to toss you beads
They're
was like,
oh, never mind.
I'm gonna save these beads. Someone that deserves them.
All right, Jess, with some movie news. So, okay, I don't know if you've already seen this already. There is a little tiny clip that I put up at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. But Toy Story 5, they released a trailer because the new movie is going to be coming out June 19th. Now,
I'm sliving.
We need a nostalgia alert, Graham.
Nostalgia alert.
Because the first movie came out in 1995, right?
95.
And so we're on Toy Story 5 now, and this is like 7 years after Toy Story 4. But in this one, everyone is freaking out because in the trailer, Woody
has a bald spot.
Oh, he's getting up there.
He's getting up there.
He takes his hat off and his head is so shiny and everybody's like, what is that? So people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. Like, we now feel old. Also,
well, I'm only 26
yeah,
and a half.
So yeah. I wasn't even alive when that movie came out.
95, the first of my grandparents had to tell me about it.
But you've watched some of the other ones, right?
Yes.
Right. So now, not only does Woody have a bald spot, but now they are fighting against technology, which is so, like, of course, so 2026. Well,
they got to get with the times. Yeah. I get it.
I love the theme of this one. I applaud what they're doing here. Yeah, the main enemy in it is like
an iPad or something.
It's like a
that.
Tablet.
The little tablet. And it says, like, the age of toys is over, which makes me actually really sad because I think, it's just a movie and it's like, oh, yeah, they're trying to get with the times. But I feel like it's real. Like, I think, you know, moving forward, parents are going to start buying their kids less and less toys.
I think they're going to be virtual.
Yeah.
Digital toys.
But I mean, it's true. Like, I look around my household and, like, my son, he's 8 years old. Like, he's got a million monster trucks and all that stuff. And it's just like, that stuff's just collecting dust, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens as they get older, you know? But the number one go-to thing, if you had his choice, like, between here's all your toys or here's a tablet to play Roblox or whatever, dude would choose Roblox 100 out of 100 times. Mm-hmm. And, like, that drives me crazy.
And then we saw, like, how Toys R Us, you know, they closed all their stores. And so little by little, it's like, no, childhoods are changing. But that's Toy Story 5 if you want to check out the little trailer.
Okay.
Money's bald spot. Oh, yes, it's so sad. Another quick movie thing, you know, K-pop Demon Hunters, huge year last year.
The fact that it's still in the top 10 is insane on Netflix.
What do you guys think about this, though? Because the directors recently spoke about when the sequel would come out, because they are working on a live action sequel, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But they said fans could possibly have to wait around 10 years.
Why would it take
10 years?
Are they all going to have a bald spot in the back too?
Probably, like, but it's going to be a real one. but they have to wait 10 years because the directors are working on some other projects that they're doing right now. So they're like, we want to take our time with it. We want to give you quality. But I don't know if people are going to be very excited once the 10 years are up and you don't even remember what happened.
Well, I mean, Toy Story, the last one that came out, there was a really big gap. There was a really big gap between those, and people were still really, really excited for that one to drop.
That's a good point.
There still will be, but why immediately go to the live action? Why not put out another animated one? Put out a sequel there. That way it can come out faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can really cash in on everything that you've, all the buzz and hype that you've already created, and just the fan base would just gobble it up. Like, that's what I don't understand. Do the live action one. Yeah, kick that. Yeah, 10 years from now, it's great. But in the meantime, put out two more animated ones. Mm-hmm. And
that makes more sense.
Have those things become the top stream things ever on Netflix. Like, if you put out another animated one, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, it would surpass the first one and become the most watched thing ever on the platform. Like, do they not have the playbook here? Like, this seems very obvious to me.
And at first we had heard rumors that the sequel was going to come out in 2029. So it was still going to be a wait, but it wasn't going to be 10 years.
Yeah, that's
a little
crazy.
Yeah, now they're saying 10 years. And so a lot of people are saying, like, no, that's waiting too long. You're basically killing the brand. Like, people are going to move on by then.
Yeah. Or come out with a series or something. Like, do something in between.
Imagine that, like, me at 28 and a half, 10 years from now, I'll be 28 and three quarters. Like, I'm just, like, all forgotten about the entire thing.
Completely.
Yeah.
And your kids who were obsessed with it, they're going to be in college, right?
They'll be catching up to us. They'll be almost our age.
They'll be almost as old as me.
Hey, don't ask how. Don't do the math. Don't do the math.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Seth from Water Creek. I mean, from Orlando, Florida. Yay! We have landed, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I will be seeing Mickey today. Oh, but look, hey, at least it's Friday, you guys, and you guys got the weekend coming up. So, yay! Hey, and next week, I will be listening to you guys from the waters in the Caribbean. Yay! Let's go! Friday, baby!
Wow. Steady will always.
Yeah!
He'll always be on a cruise. One thing about him, he will be on a cruise ship somewhere.
He's hyped up, but I'm glad to hear that he landed safely in Orlando because he let us know in TalkBack earlier this week that he hadn't taken a flight since 2004.
He was kind of scared.
And he was nervous, but he's there and obviously hyped to be alive.
Lucky him.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson break up? I'm not going to turn it over to Chidi, who's going to lay out the evidence in this case.
So I went to their Instagram. They both unfollowed each other.
Wait, do we know for a fact they were following each other before?
Yeah, because sometimes celebs are weird. They don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know for a fact. But I did go into like to see if there's likes or if they tagged each other. There's no tag. There's no likes from either one on each other's page.
Weird.
So I don't know. I just feel like if they're going out, at least it would like a picture, especially, you know, they both had birthdays recently.
The fact that you think there's no likes or there's no tags you set off the air, you think one of them may have blocked the other one?
I think that's a possibility.
Maybe you already said this. Do any of the posts that they did for each other, are those still up or have those been removed? Because they were like posting all the stuff that they were buying each other and the gifts and things. And there
it was Megan's birthday earlier this week and Klay bought her a Bentley.
Then I don't think they...
But then why are they following each other on Instagram?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It only takes one thing to happen for a couple to break up, Jess.
One baby mama shows up with her baby to the Super Bowl, and next thing you know, it's all over.
Yeah.
So that was
Kirby. Oh, my God. To our prediction journal.
Yes.
Oh. Did we make predictions about them,
we
Jess?
Did.
I'm pretty sure we did.
And I think we made very strong predictions about them lasting as a couple.
But hold on. Can't they? I feel like this is just a bump in the road, that they're not done.
Yeah.
You know, couples, they just block each other sometimes.
Yeah.
They do?
Sometimes.
I've never blocked my wife from
Instagram.
I haven't
either, but I've been in other relationships where I have. So
okay.
Sometimes.
So there's some evidence to suggest that.
So last year we asked, will Megan Thee Stallion and Klay be together after 2025? I said until August 2026. Graham, you said yes. Selena, you said no.
Oh.
Really?
Why would I say that?
They're like, wow.
They're like the strongest couple. Okay, whatever.
So do you guys want to make some new predictions?
I still think they're together.
Do you think they're broken up or do you think they're together? That's the new question.
I think together.
I think together, too.
I think together, but I think they're on a break right now.
Oh,
okay, well, what about, so let's just extend it out. Are they together through 2026? Rest of the year?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Selena, back on. See, you flip-flop, but I remember you saying before you didn't see this one going the distance.
I don't remember that. That wasn't me.
Got it.
Okay, they're locked in.
All right, we're locked in there. All right, Shia was yelling homophobic slurs during his arrest. Did you guys know this?
No.
We talked about his, like, crazy, belligerent, violent behavior on Bourbon Street in New Orleans on Monday night where he ended up getting arrested because he was, like, trying to bite people at a bar and he's punching everybody. He ended up getting basically jumped on the street because people were trying to, like, hold him down until authorities got there. And then he went to the hospital and he got arrested, but there's video where he was just like hurling the F word out to people that were there. And when they, when they took him, he was yelling the F word and how they put him in jail. And he's like, I'm a Catholic. The man has issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious ones.
What in the Kanye is going on here?
Thank you. The other thing, he keeps on talking about religion. Like he said, as he's getting hauled off, I'm a Catholic. There's other video of him at like having a drunk conversation, like the drunkest conversation you've ever heard. And he's asking people if they go to church on Sundays. And when they said no, he's like, oh, well, I bet you'd go there if there was ass just flopping around, you'd be in church on Sundays.
Oh, wow. That's true.
And they were like,
that's
well,
true,
yeah.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Exactly. It was just weird. It was just so weird.
Being religious does not make you a good person.
Nah,
those things are not necessarily. It can help you be a better person. It doesn't make you a good person.
No. We've learned that time and time again.
Yes.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Organizers announced yesterday that the twinkling light display on the Bay Bridge set to come back on March 20th. Mark your calendars. If you remember, the light display ran for a few years and then went dark back in 2023. Those original lights weren't meant to last long term. They started to deteriorate in the... It's pretty harsh conditions out there, all the wind and salty air. So they removed those ones. But the arts nonprofit called Illuminate, along with artist Leo Villarreal. They put new lights back up. They've been installing these for some time. These ones are custom-engineered LEDs designed to perform long-term. They want this the Bay Bridge light show to stay up for a long time and be able to survive the harsh conditions out there. So on March 20th, there's going to be a grand lighting ceremony that's going to debut the entire new installation. And the lights are going to run every single night from dusk until dawn. Remember this project they were trying to crowdfund for it and raise funds for it because it was going to cost, it cost about $11 million.
Right.
And I remember at the time we kind of were like, well, is this where people really should be donating their money? Well, people did. A couple people really stepped up and donated a lot of money to make sure it happened. But the lights are back on. But that leads me to my, not back on, sorry, coming back March 20th. But they were on this morning.
Graham, I'm with you.
And they were on yesterday
morning. I didn't see them yesterday. I wasn't paying attention. I think I was sleeping. But on my drive in this morning, I definitely noticed them on.
The lights were on and the show was going.
It was on. Yeah, thank you.
Is this just a test run? Or
did someone get their dates mixed up because it's February 20th?
Yeah, and they were like, oh, March 20th. And then they hit the button. I don't know what's going on, but I've already seen the light display. I mean, I haven't seen it from, you know, on the Embarcadero where you can really sit back and look at the whole thing. But I've seen it driving across, and the lights were on, and they were twinkling and doing a different, like, patterns and stuff this morning. It was already happening, so.
You're not crazy, Graham. I saw it, too.
A little whoopsies on the unveiling. It already got unveiled twice this week, at least.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So JV Show, it's your boy, nobody special, KC. Yo, we back home in the Bay. We made it late last night. Yo, one thing I forgot to mention in my last talk back. In Thailand, there's a lot of, like, stray cats, or a lot of just, like, you know, random cats everywhere. Hell of them. Hella cats. And every time I saw one, Lavisa got so annoyed with me, because I was like, I always be like, check out my cat. I don't think I said it right. Oh, my gosh. Check out my cat. Every time. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. It's like a piece of the JV Show was in Thailand.
It was. That's our buddy, Nobody Special. And he and his new wife, Lavisa, they were in Thailand, yeah, for their honeymoon. Brought a little piece of the JV Show with
them.
He left the talk back from Thailand, so we were full. The JV Show was fully there. But then, yeah, whenever I see a stray cat.
Check out my cat.
Yep, you
can't
have
help
to.
But say, check out my cat.
All right, let's kick off a What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart Radio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yeah, bro. You know when you look at a big and you can just tell that it's going to be pretty hard without even squeezing it?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I feel like I have an eye for that.
Oh, really? Same.
Yeah.
Same.
You too?
Same girlfriend, yes.
Interesting. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Think long and hard. Make sure you've got the correct guess in your mind because you want to win the JV Show chug mug. Are you giggling because I said long and hard? Wow. We bottomed out. All right. Make sure your guess is PG. Otherwise, Selena's going to giggle over here. And it has to be something we play on the air. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess. Again, on that talkback mic, we want to be able to shout you out. But only the first person that has the correct answer is going to win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right wins the JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You know when you look at a big and you can just tell that it's going to be pretty hard without even squeezing it.
Preach, Graham, preach. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Hey, it's Charles from San Jose. Is the bleeped out word avocado? All right, guys, have a good day.
That is a great guess.
I feel like you can usually
tell.
If there's a lot of that's color based.
You can tell.
It's a little too green or something. It hasn't hit that deep, dark color yet. Mm-hmm. You know that thing's going to be hard.
Hi, my name is Jackson, and I think the bleeped out word is cucumber. See ya.
Cucumber.
That's a popular guess this morning. Don't you want a hard?
You assume they're all hard. You can tell when one's soft.
You don't want a mushy one.
No.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I think the bleeped out word is popsicle.
Popsicle?
I guess I like
my popsicles hard. I mean, you don't want a melty one.
Yeah. It's got to have a couple little ice crystals on the outside. That's how you know it's really frozen.
That's good. That's a good one right there. All right, continue to leave those guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? Leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeart. iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep Were. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic. And here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You know when you look at a big... And you could just tell that it's going to be pretty hard without even squeezing it.
Mm-hmm.
I still squeeze it, though.
So you've seen a lot.
How can you not?
Oh, I've seen lots of them. Squeezed a lot of them. Okay. Big ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Let's go to the talk bag, see if anybody got it right.
What's up, JV Show? This is Richard from Santa Fe. Graham, you're staring down an orange. So the orange looks hard before you even touch it. I don't know. Just throwing something out there. All right, y'all. It's... Friday.
Woo-woo. Friday.
But hard oranges.
Well, I mean, you don't want a rock hard one, but you don't want like one that's too soft either.
True.
You know, it's got to be right in the middle.
I guess.
Sweet spot.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleep that word is zit. You have a big zit on your face. Have a happy Friday.
Ew. Big hard zit.
Probably the most popular guest this morning.
Really?
Zit or pimple.
Really?
A lot of people guessing that, this morning.
Hi, this is Mark from LA. Is the bleeped out word banana?
Banana.
Banana. No, it's not. That's a great guess. A lot of other people guessed that as well. And I just checked, JV Show, number one in LA.
Ooh,
so appreciate you, Mark. And that's a big deal. That is a big deal.
Would you rather have a banana that's on the harder side or one on the softer?
Harder.
Me too.
Good morning. This is Joanna from Manteca. I want to guess that the bleeped out word is melon. Have a great day.
Okay, melons, great guess.
I've come across some hard melons in my day, that is for sure. And you can tell from far away if they're going to be hard or not.
You can?
Most of the time you can.
Okay.
Because I feel like I have an idea, but I've never felt them.
You've never felt some really hard ones before?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Two softballs with some skin on them.
Did nobody get the word today?
Nobody got it.
What? Again? All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
You know when you look at a big loaf... And you could just tell that it's going to be pretty hard without even squeezing it. That big old loaf of bread, that sourdough French bread or something, you could look at it and be like, that thing is going to be rock hard. I don't want that one. I like when the bread's too crunchy on the outside and it like hurts the roof of your mouth to bite through it.
Yeah.
We've gone too hard. Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
You want it to be like cloudy and pillowy in the middle still. And
yeah, mm-hmm. I want the outside to have some flex. And
yeah.
You do usually... Then still follow it up with a squeeze. But I think you can spot the rock hard ones from far away. Look, no chug mug to giveth awayeth today. And we didn't give one away yesterday.
Wow.
So hopefully somebody wins on Monday when we play the game again. I will shout out Jackson and also Kimberly in San Jose. They both guessed baguette, which that's a great guess.
Close.
That is a really good guess. That could have been the bleeped out word.
It.
Probably should have been the bleeped out word. But you know what? It wasn't. So we can't give away a chug mug.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for playing. We'll do it again Monday morning, same time, 7:05 here on The JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Jennifer and Carson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being on. You guys are on to play The JV Show's Yup Nope game, trying to win these tickets for Hillary Duff. Jess, when is the show, by the way?
The show is happening July 11th at Shoreline.
Nice. All right, so here's how this works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And if you can do that, you guys are going to be checking out Hillary Duff, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John are islands that are part of what U.S. territory?
Virgin Islands.
Yep.
The Virgin Islands.
There it is. Yep.
They are the U.S. Virgin Islands. Not to be confused with the British Virgin Islands. Those are
different
islands. Yeah. I've been to some of those, too, and the U.S. ones. I've
never knew that.
Over there. Very pretty. All right, question number two. Cleopatra was the queen of what ancient country?
Egypt.
Yep.
Oh, these are too easy.
Are they?
No.
Because sometimes I've made some easy questions and people fall flat on their face with them.
Here we go. Question number three. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity is the motto for what U.S. government law enforcement agency?
I don't know.
Fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
Bro, I don't know.
Department of Justice. The Department. That's not a U.S. enforcement. I don't know. How about the FBI?
Yep.
Yes.
It's right there. It's right there. Fidelity, bravery, integrity, FBI.
I love how you just shut down whatever he thought. You're like, nah, it's not that. I know. I got this.
All right, you guys have already won the game with that guess there on question number three. So question four, just for fun, you guys will get this one. Finish the title of this classic Pulitzer Prize winning novel, To Kill a...
Mockingbird.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. That is how you do it, people.
Four for four.
Congratulations, you guys. You're going to be checking out Hillary Duff July 11th at Shoreline.
Yay! Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Can you give a shout out to our family really quick?
Yes, go for it.
Nope.
Yes.
You want a shout out to Laura, George, and Ella, our family. We know they're listening right now. Hi, guys.
Aww. Laura, George, and Ella, appreciate you guys listening to our show as well, but
who gives a fuck?
All right, Jennifer and Carson, hang on there for your Hillary Duff tickets. Graham, before you get to your DM shout-outs.
This is Tomas from Santa Rosa, California. I wanted to wish my son, Lorenzo, a happy 6th birthday. Your mother, your brother, and I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. You make me so happy. I love you, son. And hopefully you can let him know this after the Yup Nope game, because we'll all be in the car together. Thank you.
Yes, happy 6th birthday to Lorenzo.
Who gives a fart?
I also had a DM shout out from his mommy on there.
I'm a mommy.
Double happy birthday.
So we're just going to X that one out, move to the next. All right. Hi, Graham. Could you do a birthday shout out for my son, Jaden? He's turning 9. We love you, Peanut/Spitz. Love mom, dad, Nia, Joss, and JJ. Yes, happy birthday, Jaden. 9th birthday. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, grandmother. Sliding into your DMs. Sounds very formal. Let's go back to
mommy.
I'd love it if you could wish my son, Santino, a happy 7th birthday. Happy 7th birthday to my beautiful baby boy. You are so smart, so funny, so curious. We all love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate with you this Saturday at the Jurassic Quest in Monterey. That sounds fun.
Ooh.
Love, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy, Izzy, Angel, and our dog, Uribe. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fuck?
Have fun in Monterey. Hi, Graham. Please shout out my daughter, Lily Gutierrez, for her 15th birthday today on her way to Riordan High School this morning. Lily, you are 15. We love you with all our hearts. You are beautiful, strong, ambitious, smart, and have a heart of gold. We love you so much. Love, mom and dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, dad and mom sliding into your DMs. Ooh. This is interesting. To wish our son Mason a happy 10th birthday on Saturday. He just made the practice team for basketball at his school, and we're so proud of him for going through the tryout process and putting in that work. He loves listening to the JV show with us and cracks up at all of Graham's jokes. Oh, I love this kid. I can't wait to celebrate you this weekend. We love you so much. That's from Dad Nick. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Mason.
Who gives a fart?
Appreciate you for laughing at my jokes. Another
fake
one here.
Laughing,
good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. A faithful, longtime listener here. This is not a birthday shout out. This is a milestone in our family. A week ago today, my son, George Landeros, graduated from the Justice Training Center in Morgan Hill to become a deputy sheriff, class of 35. He will begin his service at Stanford University. We couldn't be more proud of the discipline, integrity, and courage he's shown to reach this moment. Love, mom, Laura, dad, George, brothers, Luke, and Angel, and sisters, Hazel, and Bertha. And Bertha. Yes, congrats.
Nice.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
becoming
a
deputy sheriff. Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's a good point. Another one. Hi, Graham. Another year asking for a birthday shout out to our son, Mateo. Happy 11th birthday, baby boy. We're so proud of the kind, smart, and loving boy you are. Can't wait to celebrate you tonight with some sushi dinner. Ooh.
Ooh.
Love you to the moon and back. Mommy, Poppy, Coco.
I'm a mommy.
And that's, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Can you give a 6th birthday shout out to my son, Lucas? You are the funniest kindergartner we know. We love you. We love how much you love to brighten people's days. We love you and can't wait to celebrate you all weekend. That's from Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Me, Mom, and Big Brother, Teo. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. I was hoping you could shout out my daughter, Kalina. It's her 13th birthday on Saturday. We wanted her to know how much we love her and appreciate her. She's simply the best, and we're so glad she's ours. Thanks, and that's from Mom. Yes, happy birthday, Kalina.
Who gives a fart?
And one more. Mom, sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my husband, Carlos, a very happy birthday. Thank you for being the best husband and father. Love, Evelyn, Sebi, and Santi. Yes, happy birthday to Carlos.
Birthday.
Hope you have a great birthday weekend, but keep in mind...
Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Yeah, we don't know.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The new way they are searching for Nancy Guthrie's kidnapper. So authorities are now looking at this through a new, pretty interesting lens. It's not about what we've seen on that doorbell camera anymore. It's about who hasn't been seen. So authorities want the public, especially in the Tucson area, to think about who they know that's been MIA for the last 3 weeks and who happens to fit the description of the person they're looking for. Again, someone who's like 5'9", 5'10", average build, some facial hair. Now, Nancy's been missing since the 1st. They're assuming the kidnapper also hasn't been seen since that day either. So they want, you know, they want to know about anyone who's just gone off the radar around that same time.
Dude, I've been texting my buddy Tony for a while now, and he has not gotten back to me, and he is about 5'9", 5'10".
Prime suspect.
And I have not heard from him. I might need to turn him into the FBI.
There you go. I mean, it's kind of interesting, though. If, like, one of your boys, like, you just can't get a hold of him all of a sudden, and he's gone, like, since the first coincidence? I think not.
I mean, there is some, I mean, based on that, there is somebody or multiple people out there that definitely know who this person is.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? At this point, they're like, wait, I haven't gotten a hold of this person or seen them in weeks.
In other Guthrie news, there were reports that Savannah will most likely never return to the Today Show after this. She's been off the show since her mom disappeared. Hoda Kotb has been filling in for her. NBC hasn't given an actual statement on this. Savannah's obviously been worried about finding her mom, and that's it. She don't really care about her job right now, but they don't foresee her wanting to come back to the show after this whole ordeal. And I wouldn't either. No. After this, I want to just lay low.
Yeah.
Forget the world. I want you guys to forget I exist.
Yeah.
I don't want no attention. Did you guys know that there is some controversy behind the house that Bad Bunny had on stage for his halftime show?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I don't know if we ever talked about this.
We briefly did.
Not. So that house is actually an exact replica of a man's actual home in Puerto Rico. The man is named Roman Delgado. He's either 84 or 85 now. So here's the deal. The house, La Casita, if you don't know, it was also featured in Bad Bunny's DTMF short film last year. It was at his shows during his residency in Puerto Rico last summer. So the guy who owns the real house, he did sign some contracts, but he claims he doesn't know how to read and write. He does know how to sign his name, so he signed, but it wasn't made clear to him the extent of how this house was going to be used. He also claims that they fraudulently signed his name on another contract, but he says he was only paid like $5,200, and the house is everywhere, and now it's like a tourist attraction. He can't live in peace. He has no privacy. Everyone's coming up and taking pictures. There's people that visit the home every day. So he filed a lawsuit last year for $1 million.
Whoa.
And I don't know if Bad Bunny ever settled or what happened after that. We just heard about the lawsuit being filed. I hope they settled because the house popped up again at the Super Bowl, like the world's biggest stage.
Yeah, it'd be nice for him to get something from that just because of the exposure. Impact it's had on its life. That part.
Right.
Like, the likeness of a house, like, I don't, in my mind, like, do you really have a case that somebody made a replica of your house? It's public domain, isn't it? Anybody could drive by on a street and see your house. It turning his life upside down, I see that being more of a problem than somebody wanting to replicate your house, because like that to me doesn't seem
I mean this is Bad Bunny we're talking about, like the one of the biggest stars in the world. But and everybody's seen your house and wants to go visit it,
right? So. But I don't doubt that Bad Bunny will, or Bad Bunny cares, you know, so I think he will for sure like make this
and
better.
He might have already
hopefully
done so. But if you want to see his real house and the replica, it is at our, it's on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Graham, what do you have?
Great day yesterday for Team USA at the Winter Olympics. First, the women's hockey team took home the gold medal over Canada. And then the Bay's own Oakland native Alyssa Liu won gold in women's figure skating. She was ranked 3rd after the short program headed into the free skate and was one of the final skaters to take the ice, and then she dominated. She was brilliant, scored just enough to take home the gold. This was a remarkable achievement for a few reasons. First, she becomes the first U.S. woman to win an individual gold since 2002. It's been 24 years, getting her into a very elite club of just 6 other American women figure skaters to ever do that at the Olympics. And it's also remarkable for Alyssa herself because she hung up her skates a few years back and retired from the sport following the Beijing Games in 2022. She decided she'd simply had enough of skating. But a couple years ago, she decided to give it another shot. And now the product of Oakland Ice Center atop the podium.
Wow.
Such an incredible story.
Amazing.
She's going to come back to the Bay Area with 2 gold medals around her neck. One from yesterday's incredible performance and another from the mixed team short program.
Yeah. I love it.
So congrats to her. That was such a feel-good moment and such an awesome Bay Area moment. Yeah. And so cool to see her in all the post-skating interviews and after coming down from the podium, repping the Bay Area every chance she got. That was so, so cool.
And I love that you can tell how much she enjoys this and just genuinely loves skating. Like, yes. That just, her energy is incredible. I love it.
That's what they, so many people and coaches remarked mm-hmm. about her. It was like, the big moment doesn't faze her because she has an incredible belief in herself, but also is legitimately like having fun mm-hmm. and enjoying it, which is incredibly hard to do because the world of figure skating, as it seems like this pageantry and beautifulness and women supporting women, I've heard it is not behind the scenes. It is very cutthroat and like,
oh, I believe it.
And yeah. just like a brutal competition of like mental warfare and other things behind the scenes. And I heard it's awful. So congrats to her yes. to be able to rise above all that and yes. then bring home some golds to the Bay Area.
Is your guys' anxiety already kicking in?
Now it is.
8:20, our Chug Will game coming up. But next, Graham, you want to talk about personal videos getting leaked. Is there something you want to tell us? Is it about you?
Not about me.
Okay, all right. Well, let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Are we not going to talk about Jess's twin? Who brought this up? Somebody DM'd you,
yeah,
Graham.
Somebody slid into my DMs and was like, this is Jess's doppelganger. It's this woman that is on the new season of Love is Blind, also named Jessica.
I know. Whoa. So when you showed us a picture, because I've been watching, but I don't know why this season, everyone's just so unmemorable. So I'm like, who the hell is that? And I didn't, you showed us a picture yesterday after the show, Graham. I didn't think it looked like our Jess all that much. And then this morning I saw a different picture and maybe, I don't know if it's the angle, but I'm like, oh my God, it looks just like her. So can we get that up at JV Morning yeah. Show?
It was our listener Charlene that slid into our DMs and was like, this is Jess's doppelganger. And
it is.
She said, now just to, you know, give Charlene some credit here. She says she's older and not as pretty as you. So you can thank Charlene for that. But I mean, you're right, Selena. This is doppelganger.
And
Charlene's right. Mm-hmm. This is doppelganger
yes.
territory yeah. for
Jess,
sure.
Do
it's
you
going
see
up,
it?
It's going up. I see it a little bit, but it's always, it's usually the forehead and the brows. Anytime somebody says, like, oh, you look like this person, I look at them and I'm like, it's the forehead and the eyebrows.
I'm looking, I think it's the hair, it's the nose, it's like, the it's literally everything.
Yeah, and the name, too.
Yeah,
Jessica.
Crazy. I'm like, I think that's me in a parallel universe, you guys.
Could be.
She's living
her best life in Ohio on Love is
How
Blind.
Does it feel to be her choppelganger?
That's rude.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
I just had to.
I forgot about that
I've
word.
I've never been able to use that in a sentence. I just had to throw it in there.
But that would, you're only someone.
She looks, and for the record, she's more chopped than you, Jess.
More chopped?
Well, you know what I mean. She's the only chopped. You know, I don't know how to say that.
Thanks for trying to clean it up. Can't talk.
But you have to admit.
That's
the twin.
So
the
go
twin
check it out
there. JB Morning Show on our Instagram. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, have any of you guys been following along with this HGTV drama of this, one of their hosts getting canceled recently?
No.
Okay, so there's this woman, Nicole Curtis. She hosts a show called Rehab Addict, and she rehabs old properties somewhere, I forget, in the Midwest. She's got kind of an obnoxious Midwest accent. I just want brick. I want to see some brick. You know, it's like she kind of talks like that. It's a little annoying, but I've watched a lot of HGTV over the years because I love home renovation. And so I've seen her show many, many times. Well, she was about to launch her new season. It was going to be coming out here in just a week or two. And then HGTV announced they were scrapping that season, pulling all of her past seasons and firing her from the network because some footage of her surfaced from a few years back where she uses a racial slur, the worst one that there is, in some sort of, I don't know if they were shooting the show or she says it sounded like it was her own production team that was documenting them renovating a house. But she says, I think she like messed something up and then drops this racial slur that no white person, no any person really should be saying. And she says it, it's caught on video, and that video then got leaked somehow. Again, this happened, I think, 3 or 4 years ago when the footage was actually shot, and then it gets released, and then HGTV fires her immediately when this surfaced. Now, she immediately came out and apologized for this and says it's inexcusable, and I'm, you know, and she basically said, I'm not a victim, She wasn't like campaigning for her job back or anything. It was
good.
She took what happened to her and moved on. But about a week later, she's now come out with a new statement basically saying that somebody tried to extort her. Somebody that she knew that had that footage went to her and was like, I'm going to put this out unless you pay me. And she said, I won't pay you. And so then they released this footage and she lost her job and everything came crumbling down. I wanted to ask you, ladies, if somebody had a video of you saying something that would get you canceled, would you pay them money not to release it? I mean, again, obviously against the law to blackmail or extort somebody, but would there be... Is there a price that you would be like, okay, yeah.
And we know for sure, like, this would prevent the video from ever getting out. Like, they're going to destroy their only original copy and it's never going to see the light of day again.
You don't know that. Is that coming with that guarantee?
I guess there's no guarantees because that video's in the cloud somewhere, you know, it can come back. But, like, would you be willing to pay not to get completely canceled?
I would.
How much?
I don't have much. So maybe, like, hopefully a 20 will do.
What if it was, like, $5,000?
Ooh, it depends. It depends what I did.
It's something that would get you canceled and fired from Wild 94.9.
And you can't get another job anywhere for quite some time.
Right.
Then yeah, I don't want this ruining my life.
$10,000.
Ooh.
Like, where does it? You know what I mean? There's obviously a number where you're like, I can't. Like, that would bankrupt me. I'm going to go bankrupt either way. I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to give you all my money. True. So, like, what's the end game?
I think $10,000 is still worth keeping my life together.
Jess, would you pay money if somebody was trying, if somebody had a video of you doing something
cancelable? I feel like I would have to, because I wouldn't want, like, my life to crumble. But also, if it's too much money, then I would just be like, I'm just going to go, I'm going to beat you to it and I'm going to apologize for it and hope that, like, people forgive me and
they won't.
That I'm changing.
The things that you be saying off the air, they're
not even forgivable.
I'm asking this because I have video on all of you guys.
I'm like, Selena, if you would like to pay $5,000, I've got a couple recordings. I have some videos.
Chidi, what about you? Would you pay to have a video not come out of you that would get you canceled?
If I had the money, yes, but I'm broke, so I feel like the video is going to come out.
Just apologize.
Yeah, just apologize at this point.
What about you, Graham?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm not going to pay some huge sum of some massive sum of money and put myself into financial ruin over it, I guess, you know, like Selena, like you said, $5,000. I mean, that would basically put me into financial ruin. Yeah. But I mean, there is a price where you're like, okay. And I'm assuming this person was asking for quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why she turned it down. Or maybe, I don't know, is it almost like admirable that she realized, like, I'm going to lose everything, but, you know, accept the consequences because she knew she did something awful? I don't know.
I don't know. If you're hurling around racial slurs, I don't think someone having video of you changes you as a person. You know what I mean? I think she was just... She's the same person, but I think just taking the consequences. Or maybe she didn't have the money to pay. Do we know what they were demanding?
We don't know. She didn't say.
It was probably in the millions or something.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot of money.
The reason why I feel like...
assuming she's made a lot of money on
that. The reason why I would feel like I would pay as much as I possibly can is because I can't have that anxiety, like, looming over me. I don't do well with negative comments, even just one.
Yeah.
So imagine now the entire world's canceling you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm on the same boat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would eat me alive.
Right.
In the video, when she says it, she's like, oh my God, what did I just say? Take that. And then, like, directs the crew, like, oh my God, don't, you know, cut that footage. Don't, you know, throw that out. You know, like, she realizes immediately, like, I should not have said that. But again,
that's
how does
that
word come out of your mouth in that context? Yeah. The whole thing is bizarre. But basically, her entire career on HGTV thrown away because she did a lot of seasons of her show in there.
Can I ask you guys this? What if you had, again, like, footage of somebody who you know has a lot of money? Would you then be like, hey, pay me if you don't want this to get out?
It depends, Sue. I don't want to, like, burn bridges with people. Yeah.
Nice payday would be nice. No, that's against the law. You can't extort people like that.
Yeah.
Dang it. Fine, we won't release the footage of Jess.
Yeah. Everything has a price.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Angie, Alexis, Ellie, Gabby, and Adam from Vallejo.
I'm going to be honest, I'm probably not going to remember all of
that. Let's just stick with Angie from Vallejo.
Thank you. Let's simplify things for the JV Show here. So welcome, guys. You guys are on to play our Chug Wheel game. You are going to be getting a chug mug. Oh, my God. How many different ways do we have to split this one chug mug?
Like six.
Six different ways?
Yeah, we're going to have to share.
All right, so I think you guys know how this works. For anyone who is new to the JV show, here's what's about to happen. We sent Jess out to the streets yesterday. She asked a random person a question, so we are going to go through each question one by one, and we are going to stop down. And Angie, if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game, and we're going to be drawing names here in studio. One of us is going to be doing some chugging. Graham, what's on the chug wheel this week?
On this morning's JV show chug wheel, we have buffalo wing sauce, peppercini juice, nacho cheese. Might have to add some water to that to make it chuggable.
Yeah.
We have banana ketchup, mackerel fish brine making its return to the wheel. We have the soup du jour, which is a hearty winter beef and barley soup. JV show chef doesn't really recommend. I think he just threw a bunch of ingredients together and was like, deal with it. And then we have the dealer's choice space. You land on that. You can choose any of those things that you would like to chug.
All right. Angie, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, let's find out who just talked to.
I'm Adrian Pineda. I'm from San Francisco.
Adrian from San Francisco. Okay, let's get to question number one. Listen closely, Angie.
Have you watched any of the events in this year's Winter Olympics?
What do you think he said, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. No. He said no. Mm.
Oh.
1 point for our side. Next question.
Finish this sentence. I prefer to date someone that has a big blank.
Ooh. Angie and crew, what do you think Adrian said? He wants to date somebody that has a big...
What do you think, Adam? Okay, Alexa says a big heart.
Smile.
A big smile. Oh, that's sweet. A big, nice
a big heart. A big heart, also a great guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the next question.
If you're an Olympic athlete, would you rather win one silver medal or three bronze medals?
Ooh.
Good question.
What do you think he said?
Okay, Adam says three bronze medals.
One silver medal.
One silver medal. I think I'd take the silver, too.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. Bronze is a throwaway
Nobody
medal.
Wants a bronze.
Yeah. No offense to anybody that won one of these games, but like...
But it's true.
You're not hanging that over your mantle. True.
Can we get a score check, Graham?
Right now, our side, the JV show, has 3 points. They currently have 0 points.
Let's get to the next question.
Adam, we're not doing so hot, dude.
All right, you guys, listen up.
Can you name one current member of the JV show on Wild 94.9?
Ooh, do you think he could? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't.
He's from San Francisco. I hope so.
And he said no, he can't.
Wow. He said no, he can't.
In
a blow to our egos there. Unfortunately, one of these days we'll get somebody that knows who the hell we are. All right, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not going well for Angie and company right now. They've gotten 4 incorrect. You guys need to clean sweep the remaining 4 questions. You got to get them all correct in order to get the chug wheel spinning here for the JV show. Next question.
Which Girl Scout cookie is the best? Thin Mints, Samoas, or Tagalongs?
Ooh.
What do you guys think he said? Thin Mints,
Samoas,
Tagalongs.
You guys just do it. Okay, let's just go with the Thin Mints.
Thin Mints for sure.
You got a point!
On the board. Three questions to go. Again, you got to clean sweep them.
All right, here we go with the next question. Listen up.
Have you ever taken an item from a restaurant like a glass or a steak knife?
Yes or no? Has he stolen from a restaurant before?
No. Multiple times.
Multiple times. All right. Well,
I love the honesty.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Angie and company, you guys did not get somebody here on the JV show to spin the chug wheel. You did get a chug mug, which you guys will have to share very extensively.
You're welcome, you guys.
Happy Friday. We love you right back. Hang on there for your day. Shuggy, muggy. Oh, my God. Best day ever.
Yes. That went way better than expected.
Oh, yeah. All right. Coming up next, can we talk about I think it was a Chinese woman. She's a live streamer. And the filter came off her face and people were not happy with what they saw. Poor lady.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So listen to this. A Chinese live streamer. I'm assuming she's pretty popular in China. But she was live and she is talking to the camera. And you can see a clip of this video, JV Morning Show. It's on her Instagram story. You know, she's doing what she normally does. But then the filter she had on her face started to glitch. And it would like go away, come back, go away, come back. They're saying she lost 140,000 followers.
Whoa.
Well, why? What did they see?
Well, a lot of people, and thank God people are nice. They're like, actually, you look better without without the filter anyways, because the filter makes you look just, I don't know, it's not lifelike. It's just kind of, you know, it's too much. And they're like, you look better without it. And so thankfully people were being really kind to her, but maybe it was just like a lot of the guys that are like, this is not what I signed up for. And they unfollowed her.
I mean, don't you think that such a high percentage of social media and like stuff is this?
Yes.
Like we're all being catfished.
Yeah.
Like people don't actually look this good or whatever. There's so many filters and things and stuff. And you're just like, what does this person actually look like? It's nothing like that. Have you ever seen those ones where it's like, it looks like it's some scantily clad woman and then they show you like what actually is and it's a guy standing there like doing all the poses and it's just, it's just a filter.
You never know overlay. These days.
You never know. That's the thing. You never know. We're all being duped.
I know.
It is pretty funny to see it.
Do you guys use filters like and edit and things?
Of
Chidi and Jess?
We use filters, yeah.
So
it depends on what.
But thing. Not that heavy. Like her, she looks
I'm not like changing
different.
My entire face. Yeah. But, you know, I'll clean it up a bit.
A quick Paris filter on Instagram story. Yeah. Why not?
Give myself some lashes.
Graham, I'm assuming you don't.
I don't know how to do that.
Just, I knew it.
Whatever's up there is me. That's just what I look like.
Graham, what else here?
A shocking number of Olympians love doing this. This is something that
hooking up.
Well, yeah, they do like doing that. We've learned from some tallies on some certain protection items that went missing there at these Winter Olympics. But one thing, as people feel more connected than ever to Olympians, because you're getting to follow them on social media and see what they're doing behind the scenes to train and what they're doing the night before their event and all this stuff, we kind of have access to Olympians like we never have before because of social media. But one thing that is becoming clearly evident from these Winter Olympics is that one of the hobbies that all these Winter Olympic athletes seem to be doing is knitting.
No way.
Knitting.
Oh, gosh.
We have on Team USA, Breezy Johnson. She's the skier. She won, I think, the silver medal. I can't remember. Ben Ogden, a snowboarder, Maddie Mastro. Like all these different figure skaters and U.S. athletes, what they're doing behind the scenes is knitting. They're making themselves custom sweaters and caps and all sorts of stuff like this. They say it's kind of a therapeutic tool, takes your mind off the intense pressure of your event, and it like just gives you something to do. And they say there's just something about that that really like reduces their anxiety and it just helps. But knitting is the cool hobby amongst Winter Olympic athletes.
Jess, didn't you say that grandma core hobbies are like back in?
Oh, they are. Like all of this.
Not just knitting. Like,
and the thing is, Gen Z is like bringing all of that back. Like knitting, I guess crocheting is the same thing as knitting.
Yeah, and we cackled at that, Selena, when we heard it was getting brought back. But now that you're seeing Winter Olympic athletes doing this, Selena, do you think this is making knitting cooler?
No.
Wow.
I don't think so.
I think, like, how is it not cool, though, that you can literally make your own clothes? Like, oh, yeah, I see that on Fashion Nova. No, I could just knit it myself. Like, how cool is that?
Nobody's wearing
and
the
you can
thing
custom
that they
it.
Knitted.
Yeah, they are.
And there's no thing on Fashion Nova that looks like an old granny sweater that's been like crocheted with a ball of yarn. Like,
crochet dresses are
a knit dress, knit two-piece set.
Super cute.
But I'd rather buy it than make it myself.
Yeah. Okay, Jess, you love these kinds of hobbies. I think you should have make something and have to wear it.
Well, I don't know how to knit.
You can make
it. It's not that hard. There's a million TikTok videos I'm sure you can follow along and figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
I feel I'm not at that stage of my cat ladiness yet.
I think you're there.
I think you're
past that. Yeah. You should have learned a long time ago.
Yeah. I think you were already there even before the cat.
That's a good point.
All right, today's Hot is Trending coming up next. Let's get an update on what's going on with Ray J. Remember I told you how last weekend he performed with a heart monitor on his chest?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Apparently someone stole that at the show. So
what?
We're going to talk about all this coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's get an update on what is going on with Ray J. So remember, he went on live and he told his fans that doctors told him his heart is functioning at only 25% and that he probably will not make it to 2027. And then this past weekend, he performed in Louisiana, which if you ask me, he shouldn't be performing at all if that is, you know, his actual condition. But he's at this show and he was wearing that heart monitor on his chest. Well, he says a fan snatched the heart monitor right off of him and stole it, and now he is pleading for it to be returned, even offering a cash reward. He says that monitor has important health data, and his doctors need it. He said that it is critical that he gets this heart monitor back.
Why would someone steal that?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Probably expensive piece of medical equipment. I don't know. They can also start monitoring him again and then start compiling new data. But
that's what I thought. But,
maybe time
is of the essence, you know?
Yeah, true.
So maybe it's one of those situations. There was also some controversy yesterday about whether or not that blood coming out of his eyes at the show was real or not, because there's a photographer who was at the show who claims he saw Ray putting fake blood on his face. Now, Ray fired back and said, no, that blood was real. It really came out of his eyes. Even his estranged wife left a comment and was like, it was not fake. That was indeed real. But I don't know why. I'm just having a hard time believing all this. Like, because I feel like you wouldn't be out. Like, you're supposed to be on bed rest.
Yeah. If you had blood coming out of your eyeballs, there's no way you'd walk on a stage. That would be one of the most alarming.
Yeah.
I can think of very few more alarming health situations than that.
Right.
Like, maybe you're not in any pain or whatever, but as soon as, instead of tears or whatever, blood starts coming out of your eyeballs, you're going immediately to the hospital. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, so I don't know what to make of all this.
I think that part was fake, and his behavior lately, I think, sort of backs that up.
Yeah, a little bit. R. Kelly has been placed in isolation. So, as you know, he's still locked up in North Carolina, going to be there for quite some time. But officials, they found that he was in possession of a phone number belonging to a retired prison official, someone who was like warden level. Title at that prison. So apparently R. Kelly was involved in some kind of mentor program, and that's how he knows this retired official. But when that official left, he also left his phone number for R. Kelly. Now, what do you still have to talk about? Are you like working on something behind the scenes? Like, it's a whole thing. And so while they are investigating that, they've placed R. Kelly in special housing, in isolation, so he's by himself. Ooh. Isn't that kind of weird? Like, what are you guys plotting? What are you plotting? I don't know. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, now that the U.S. grabbed golds in figure skating and women's hockey, let's take a look at the current medal count. And okay, this is looking better for Team USA. Norway still in first place with 36 total medals, 17 golds. I think they bested their own Olympic record for most golds in a Winter Olympics. But the U.S. has moved up from third place into second with 27 total medals and 9 golds. Italy, host country, now drops to third with 26 total, 9 golds as well. One of the big reasons that Norway has so many damn medals, Sturla Holm Lagrid. Do you guys remember this guy? He went viral for his post-race interview where he admitted to cheating on his girlfriend, who he said is the love of his life.
Right.
He said he was having trouble focusing on the competition. I think he had just won a bronze or a silver, and it was like he was the favorite to win, but he was having trouble focusing because he was so upset about the cheating, and he cheated on her and admitted it. She shut him down. They did get comment from her, and she's like, I don't really want this out in the public for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I thought would happen.
Sounded like it didn't go well. Well, that guy apparently, despite this distraction, is having quite the Olympics, you guys. On Friday, Lagrid won his third silver medal of these games, and he's also won 2 bronzes. So right now he currently has 5 of Norway's. Look, we just said Norway has 36 total medals. This guy, Sturla Holm Lagrid, he's got 5 of them.
Dang,
he has 5 of these medals himself. So he's having quite the Olympics.
This bothers me. I hate to see a cheater win. Like, I hate to see a cheater just winning in life. You don't deserve that.
At least it's not all golds. At least there's a couple, you know, some bronzes, some silvers mixed in there. It's not as, if he had 5 golds right now, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This cheater is definitely prospering. He competes in the biathlon. Ladies, would you like to take a crack at explaining what the biathlon is at the Winter Olympics? Selena, we'll start with
you. A biathlon is what happens in the Olympic Village. We all know they get freaky.
No,
that's
not what.
And they're trying new things.
A lot of people are being very experimental in the Olympic Village, I'm sure. Yeah. Jess, would you like to take a crack at explaining what the biathlon is at the Winter Olympics?
So at the Winter Olympics, when people are experimenting, they're not only experimenting, experimenting like in the rooms, but also like the swimming pool, like the basically
you think swimming everywhere. Is a winter Olympic sport? Swimming. No, it is not. There's no swimming at the winter games. The pool's frozen over.
Right.
Aditi, would you like to take a crack at explaining
the
biathlon?
Is there like skiing involved?
There is skiing involved. The biathlon combines cross-country skiing and...
Ooh.
There's two events here, but they're happening simultaneously.
Snowboarding. Curling. The one with the broom. Is that curling?
That's curling.
Oh, okay.
The racing one. The one...
Bobsledding.
That's a good answer. That's a good
skating. Fast skating.
Figure skating. Speed skating.
Speed skating, yeah.
No,
is it going down the hill?
The biathlon combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. So they have the gun slung over their back. Then they cross-country ski. They get to the place where they're going to shoot the range. Then they shoot. Then they hop back up and keep skiing on their cross-country skis. How is this a sport? I don't know.
So sounds easy.
But Sturla Holm Legrid has 5 total medals for Norway in this stupid event.
That and the luge, I don't understand. Have you guys seen
the luge? That sounds familiar. Which one is that again?
It's the luge, the bobsled, and they're very similar.
Oh, is it when they two are
the one where you're laying down? Different? So there's the singles and the doubles. Yeah. You're laying down on
a
sled.
I hate watching that because it's always like there.
I like the one with the two dudes stacked on top of each other.
The doubles, yeah.
That one's always like, how do they decide who goes on the top and who goes on the
bottom?
Which
one would you be, Graham?
I'll be the bottom.
Coming up next. On the JV Show. I'm going back to Chidi's tweets.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to Chidi's tweets, we're talking about Sturla something.
Sturla Holm Legrid. He's a Norwegian biathlete, and he has pretty much dominated these Winter Olympics. He has 5 total medals, I think 3 silvers and 2 bronze medals. And he is the guy that went viral for admitting that he cheated on his girlfriend right after he won a silver medal. He's like, I cheated on the love of my life.
Happy Friday. Selena, you're so funny. I love when you're like, I hate to see cheaters win. You know, I love you so much for that. Oh, man. Screw that guy.
Thank you. Screw that guy.
This cheater is winning, and he's accounted for a pretty good percentage of Norway's total medals at these winter games that they are dominating. And thanks a lot, Sturla Holm.
All right, let's get back to Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you tweet a lot. Friendo, but hey, no judgment here. Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
I'm pretty sure I'm not getting these tickets.
Oh.
Tickets to what?
Yeah, what?
J. Cole, but I got them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was, because like, I think this is going to be his last tour, so I think a lot of people are trying to get these tickets. And I knew they were going to sell out really fast. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to get it. Because I was like, I think there's like over like 300,000 people in line.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
In the queue or whatever?
In the queue, yeah.
So how long were you waiting in the queue?
Well, I was waiting for a while and then they added the second show and I got the notification. So I clicked on that one and then that one was a lot more like available.
So give us the details. Chidi fans / J. Cole fans. When can they run into you at the concert? Where is it?
It's going to be August 30th, Oakland Arena, 8 p.m. I will be there in section 115.
Oh, okay. Section 115.
That's a good section.
That is a good section.
That's a great section.
What did these J. Cole tickets set you back, if you don't mind?
Ooh, see, I did this... pay a little bit, so I do 4 payments.
You got Klarna? You're paying with Klarna?
No, it's with PayPal.
Don't Klarna
PayPal.
Shame.
It's with PayPal.
I'm not. I've done it.
And it was like $280 for the pre-sale. I think they're going up now, though. I'm not going to lie.
$280 a piece?
Yeah, per ticket.
Holy, that's a...
But that's better than
I
what
I feel like that's
getting.
Not that bad it's compared not. To other concerts Cole, that I've had to pay for.
I was expecting more.
The pre-sale, and then I looked back, and they're like $500 for the rows.
Oh, yeah. That's more of what I would expect.
Yeah.
And did you... buy 2?
Nope, I bought 1.
Going by yourself?
I'm going by myself. I don't care.
I love this.
Okay, leading up to this, we got to find Chidi some friends in section 115.
Wait, I am shook. I can't believe you're going by yourself.
It's all sold out. Like, where my seat is all sold out. So I don't.
So we got to figure out who's going to sit next to you.
Yeah.
What if it's a couple on either side of you and they choose this to be like their date night and they're just making out the entire time on either side of you and you're just standing there in the middle when the kiss can.
Or what if it's the night that the girlfriend promised a three-way and they're like, the first person we see and it's you, and then they approach you.
Ooh, I'm going to be like, actually, this is not my seat. I'm going to go somewhere else.
How do you guys feel about I feel like this is very brave of you, Chidi. Would you guys ever go solo to a concert?
Nope.
I sort of did once. It wasn't a full-on concert, though. It was just a small performance. Like, I don't think
going
that
to somebody's piano recital solo, that doesn't count as like what Chidi's doing.
No,
and she's
going to
be by herself in section 115.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We'll see when we get there.
Oh my God, that is so bold. I'm like, I'm scared for you. I'm like having anxiety for you. I have anxiety over doing things by myself. I can't. Literally can't. I will never be that person that goes out to eat by myself and I'm sitting by myself. I'll never go to a movie by myself. I don't even like going to like Costco by myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did go to the Napa, what is it, a Bottle Rock by myself.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that was kind of sad, but I did it.
Yeah, I was at Bottle Rock one year, and my buddy, I can't remember why, he either had like a fantasy football draft or something, and he's like, I got to go over, I have to do this thing. And so then it was just me standing in the crowd, like, yeah, watching, like, you know, the headliner, like, by myself. And I was like, should I, like, inch closer to other people that are staying to make it look like I'm part of their group, or do I want to be, like, the dude that's just standing in the middle of the grass, like, by himself? I inch closer to some people.
Yeah.
So be like, I'm with them. Exactly. I'm not the creepy guy standing by himself at a concert. I'm with this group loosely. Yeah, Chidi, we might need to like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we chaperone? Like drop her off?
Yeah.
Pick her up afterwards? How was the
it's
concert?
It's also like a safety thing. I'm like, yeah. I'd be afraid.
Well, I'll send you my location. Well,
okay.
Anybody listening that's bought a ticket in section 115.
Everyone look out for Chidi and take care of her.
Please. It's not until August, though. We got more time to find you a friend. We will find you a friend in that section, I promise. I hate when I think of something to tweet, and I'll say, I'll tweet it later, and I just never tweet it.
Yeah, it happens a lot. I'm like, oh, I think something in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tweet that, but I'm busy at the moment. I'm like, dang, I was supposed to tweet something, and I don't remember what I was supposed to tweet, but it would have been really good.
That's why you got to put it in your notes in your phone, but if you're doing that, you might as well just tweet it, because you're already typing it out.
Yeah, by the time you've written it out, it's the same as just
They don't have, like,
it.
A voice to tweet yet?
I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do, but I don't know. I haven't tried it out yet.
Chidi, yeah. Next time, could you tweet the things? Because your tweets are a little light this week. I mean,
know.
We hype you as very active on Twitter, and this week,
parse
I mean,
sparse.
Not
I know,
so.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'll be better
sparse.
Next week.
Sparse.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said it's a little parse. But I was like, wait.
That's different.
What is that? Is that
parse,
a thing?
Parse, maybe like if you've had some lemon in your mouth's a little parse. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Parse. How do you spell that?
Can somebody Google that?
We're going to look that up.
To parse your lips to separate them a little bit, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm making that up, too.
Like you minus the R. This is
parse.
Yeah, I don't know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we just found out Chidi is going to the J. Cole concert. Mm-hmm. By herself.
Uh-oh.
That just, I know you're not sad about it, Chidi. You're so excited, but it makes me sad. And I can't really explain to you. I shouldn't feel sad. You're the one going.
Yeah.
She'll be and in you're section not even sad.
115. If anyone's about sick, tickets in section 115. It's 115, right? Or 118? 115.
115, yeah.
Please reach out. Yeah. Please.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I just wanted to say, Chidi, go to the concerts by yourself. Prince was in town. I couldn't find anyone to go with me. I had never seen him before in concert, and he was in town for a surprise show, and I couldn't find anybody to go, so I just didn't go. And I think about 2 weeks later, he passed away. So since then, I always go. I don't care if I'm alone. I go, and I have a great time.
That's a good point. Wow.
Are you foreshadowing something with J. Cole?
Oh, no. Ooh, did she just jinx him?
No.
Not good. Well, yeah, you better go see him while you can, because he doesn't have much time left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We don't know.
I think this is his last tour, so this might be the last time people get to see him on tour.
There you go.
Happy Friday, JV Show. Hey, Chidi, this is for you. I am here for the solo events and things. I think I am going on a dozen, maybe more than a handful of concerts, and I'm actually going to check out Cardi B next Friday at Chase Center, so have a blast. It is absolutely fun, and you get to meet new people beside you.
There you go. What about that? Mm-hmm.
That is true. I just hope there are not couples by me, because that would be very awkward. But yeah.
I mean, you're going to have fun regardless. Yeah. That's really all that matters.
Selena, you said earlier you couldn't go to a concert by yourself. What if you did, and you're likely going to this Cardi B show, you look down in your row, and there's somebody by themselves just like losing it to WAP, you know, just like dancing away. You know, are you like, oh, you do you, solo concert goer, or like, It's a little strange.
No, I feel like you do you. I just can't do me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But you know what I mean.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.